Welcome, listeners, to Salenzo's Memoirs. The discussion today is about women in governance, the rise of the Amazons. I call them Amazons for a reason, really, because, I mean, Nigerian women, African women particularly, are warriors. And it's high time, you know, their experience, you know, their intelligence, their awareness contributes to our governance. And I understand, and I have done an episode, you know, since I did an episode concerning women, titled Women, a Clarion Call, on the 11th of January, 2023. But you see, the journey right now, it's at a very critical stage. A woman, once again, on the ballot for the executive position of governor. Now, today, Women in Politics Forum, you know, lent their voice to the happenings, the doings, the goings in Adamawa State, where Hajia Binani is contesting for the executive office of the governor of Adamawa State. And I'm only doing this particular episode to just please appeal to the Amazons, to appeal to all the women in the world, in fact. You know, the warrior in them. I understand the warrior in the women themselves, especially of African origin. This is the time to rise. This is really the time to really stand by other women. There is no other bigger time, especially in Nigeria. For you to have that foresight, for you to have that dream, that your daughter can be a president of this country, then you must join this fight. Once they bear, always they bear. Now, so the men, they talk and because now so it be. Once you not taste time, more, it becomes more competitive. That's what it means. And mama, there's really nothing like begging for it. You women are just too great to start to beg. Mama, there are women of influence in Nigeria. There are women of influence on social media. There are women of influence everywhere. Why are you all not influencing this? Anything all the women really put their mind to, I mean, what's going to stop it? Why? Because news coming out of there is that some people are trying to do some hanky-panky. Okay, they feel say they get, you know, people or they get money. But if Binani can really count of all the women, all their sability, the sabi the women sabi for this life, if she can just count on it, una suppose we cover them now, land this matter soft for them. You need to contest to be in it. She had the guts to do it. And now, the tip don't enter, the head don't come out. Eh? Are you still going to be on the sideline of history? What will your hand do? What will your hand do reflect when they actually talk about this historic moment in the history of Nigeria? Where were you standing will be the word. Now, INEC is to declare, you know, the date for the conclusion of the elections according to them, because they have declared the elections in Adamawa State inconclusive. But the inconclusive nature of it is just really setting the stage for how big the win is going to be, because I'm still pleading and begging. It is together that it can be done. From that day I saw it. That for whatever it is, women should stand by women. I am using that their own saying to appeal to them. Please. Please and please. Stand with Binani on this. I mean, it's not by you traveling to Adamawa, it's just by you standing by her. There are lots of digital ways to do it. You people are creative enough, you're intelligent enough to make it happen. Only if you want to. Now, Chioma Okputa and a lot of other notable women concerning these elections have been, you know, supporting whoever they wanted to support, whatever the record or the, you know, happenings. All that has rested now At least most of it. Those that have won, have won. Those that have lost, have lost. But then the battle for the first executive woman, the office of governor, the history has still not landed in the right place. Please, help, 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 help. The stamina she needs is the stamina you should give. The stamina she needs is the stamina the women should give her. Look, by number, by everything, by intelligence, by the women tick all the boxes. So why? Look, they say the righteous take it by force. The force they are talking about is not gun and knives. And I think that's what the world has actually, you know, followed. But the true intellects that you people are, I mean, you guys shouldn't let this fail now. Women in politics forum have cited examples of Mama Taraba and others that almost got there, but they never got there. I don't know of any other inconclusive election that involved a woman, but this, that is a first. Please, look, by sharing, by contributing, by adding your voice, believe you me. Now, the good thing about this that I'm pleading is the fact that myself, yourself, and a lot of us don't really have a direct effect on the outcome. It is the governorship of the Adamawa people. We are just observers, but we share the country. And we will equally share this history. Because once they bear, once a woman, you know, gets there, it encourages other women to contest. And that is really. And believe you me, we must have the best available to choose from. Not all these scenarios we are playing out. Everybody must come with their own record of competence. And it is really not by gender. It is simply just by competence. And with the number of women in executive positions in Nigeria right now, you know, someone is saying it's going this, but whatever. Men have handled it as a field. So if a woman should come and it doesn't work out so well, so why does that now incriminate all other women from trying? It is not gender now, it is intelligence. Intelligence is the knowledge you have acquired. So for the women that are capable, why are they hiding? For the woman that is contesting, why are other women not being her cover? These are the pertinent questions the women in Nigeria, women all over, should ask themselves. You need to contest to be counted. You cannot start to pay lip service that it is violent. A woman is there now. And believe you me, you know, there's this thing about thuggery in Nigeria. We always say that thugs, can you come? But it's funny. It's really very funny, really, because the Nigerian that I know, I really don't know the Nigerian that is not a thug at heart, yeah. It's just that when and why we exhibit it is, you know, is the one that is not standard. Because I always say it confidently and calmly that all of us did a craze for this country last. But at least this is a madness. No one can achieve something. Do you know how many influential women exist on social media? They are the ones saying it. That women should stand by women. Are they themselves standing by women? Are they standing by Binani? This is an executive position. A position to make decisions, not just to answer yes, sir. This is not a serious matter now. Please, women. Just help and beg him any way you can. I hope you guys have enjoyed. One way or the other, the results are going to come out. Now, whether Binani wins or loses, at the end of the day, she'll win by the grace of God that I serve. But what part would you have played in her getting there? It will always be a question you'll have to answer yourself. So, have a nice day, everybody.